Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now, welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 248. 248 episodes made possible by you, the listener and supporter. Thank you so much. Patrick here. I'm the host and creator of this great and growing show, and it's growing because of you. And one of the ways we continue to grow is by ratings and reviews. If you head over to iTunes and rate and review my podcast, the CJ Evolution Podcast, I sure would appreciate it. It's Veterans Day. Special thanks and salute to all those brave men and women out there protecting this great country day in and day out for all the threats out there. Thank you for what you do. We salute you. We support you. Keep up the fantastic work. And that goes for the first responders out there and all the brave men and women who work in the criminal justice field. I know you get a lot of flack and a lot of bad press sometimes, but you have much support. Keep up the fantastic work. So excited to be partnered with Four Sigmatic, a great and growing coffee company. If you've never heard of this company, check them out. They have amazing products, most notably their mushroom coffee. As yes, I said mushroom coffee. It doesn't taste like mushrooms. It's very good. Good for you. It tastes amazing. My favorite is the Lion's Mane coffee. It's a special type of mushroom. If you have it over to cjevolution.com, you're going to get 15% off using the promo code CJEVO. You know, folks, we always talk about mentoring and coaching and self-improvement and how to get to that next level in your life, both personally and professionally. And we all need help. And most notably, or most importantly, we need to go to the people who can give us the help, because sometimes we don't know how to do it. But let me tell you, my friends at Frame of Mind Coaching can help out tremendously. Kim Ades, the founder of Frame of Mind Coaching, has been on the show a couple times. She's an amazing woman. If you head over to the website, you're going to see a free assessment, and you can see what Kim Ades and her amazing team can do for you. You know, folks, in this solo episode, I wanted to talk about the subject of quitting. No, I'm not advocating quitting. I want to talk about some tips to how to master the art of never giving up. We've all been there. I know I have. Maybe you didn't get that promotion. Maybe you didn't get that, you know, that deal that you were working so hard on. But we can't give up. So many people out there, they give up right away. I can't tell you how many times I've been passed over for a promotion. I'm sure I'm speaking to the choir. I'm sure a lot of you out there have been passed over for a promotion at some point in your law enforcement career or criminal justice career. But more than intelligence or wealth, what separates the truly successful individuals from the rest is the fact that they never give up. We talk about that so many times. If you fall off that horse, you got to get back on the horse and keep going. But so many people, once they experience that failure, they give up. Again, there's no magic pill to success or magic recipe. People always want to know, what's the magic? You know, how do you do that? How do you become successful? Goals, perseverance, and not giving up are a part of the key ingredients in success. Most successful people, all successful people, they never give up no matter how they started or how many times they have failed in the past. We would not be enjoying Harry Potter, Disneyland, or even Windows today if the founders decided to quit early on. We wouldn't. Never giving up sounds so cliche, but the repetition is just justified because it's the only choice you have if you want to get ahead. To master this art, you have to form habits which will become a lifestyle. So here are some 7 tips, and the reference to this podcast is going to be linked up in the show notes. But here are 7 tips you can practice to become a master of never giving up. Number 1, start pausing but not quitting. Taking a step back gives you a whole new perspective on things. It allows you to gather strength and wisdom for the next steps. Resting is a weapon many fail to use. So if you're, I know I am guilty of this too sometimes, or a lot in the past, but you know, you fail and then you don't step back. You just stay on that fail course. Resting, again, can give you a time to reevaluate, to look at the bigger picture. Most of the time, things don't go our way. Some days, everything seems to go wrong. Those of us in law enforcement, the criminal justice field, you know what I'm talking about. During these moments, it's okay to pause. It's okay to shout. It's okay to rest a while and think. but it doesn't mean you have to stop. Regain your composure and proceed. Try again. Very famous quote by Vince Lombardi. Winners never quit and quitters never win. Number two, be honest with yourself and everyone around you. People quit more often than they have to because they fail to be honest with themselves and everyone around them. Dishonesty builds walls around individuals and opportunities. Be honest with who you are, what you want, and how you feel. This is particularly hard for those of us in the criminal justice field. We follow orders. We do what we're told to do, and there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes it's hard for some of us to tell people how we feel or what we want. Do you really like the job you have right now? Or do you pretend you like it because of what everyone around you expects? If you don't be surprised when you find yourself exhausted and wanting to give up most of the time. Never do anything because of what people expect you to do. Do it because you want to do it. Life's too short. Be honest with yourself if you fail. Admit and understand your mistakes and try your best to make amends. It's hard to move forward if you keep concealing and denying your faults. Number three, choose to be positive. In this cynical world, it pays to be positive. Optimism is a wealth magnet. Again, it might seem like a cliche, but you really get what you think. If you think crappy thoughts and everything sucks and your life sucks, you're going to get that. Trust me. It doesn't mean you have to be blindly happy all the time. It just means you choose to focus on the good things, even if you're surrounded by chaos. The moment you let negativity in, quitting will seem to be the best option. Don't allow that. You have the power. Number four, we talk about this all the time. Every guest that I've had on the show always says that this is part of their mantra. Surround yourself with resilient people, with good people. Jim Rohn said this, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Do not expect to master not giving up if you hang out with quitters all the time. Are your friends resilient? Maybe you ought to do a friends inventory. If not, it's time to look for new friends. If you spend your time with people who are masters of not giving up attitude, you are most likely to learn the art from them. Look for mentors who have already succeeded in their fields. Get to know their stories. Get to know them. You might be surprised on how many times they have failed. Spending time with resilient people makes you adopt their habits. Number five, you need to stay motivated. Motivate yourself every day. I know it's hard in criminal justice and in law enforcement, but you can do it. It is important to read, listen, and watch motivational material. You need to feed your brain with stuff that inspires you. Surround yourself with anything that reminds you of why you have to keep trying. There are plenty of free motivational materials. Take advantage of these resources. We live in the greatest time in the world right now in terms of resources and materials. It's at our fingertips. You really have no excuse. No matter how good these motivators are, it won't work unless you allow it. You have to be your greatest motivator. Don't rely on other people. You have to be your greatest motivator. Number six, have a cause bigger than yourself. You want to be successful? Why do you want to be successful? Wealth is just the instrument you need to what you really want. Have an advocacy with effects that will last for eternity. Maybe you want to find a cure for cancer. Maybe you want to help end poverty. Maybe you want to end crime. Or you want to be a promoter of peace. Whatever it is, go beyond money. It can't be about money. Money's important. Money pays the bills. But everything in your life shouldn't surround yourself with money. Go for something that will improve humanity. Figure out what really moves you and resonates deep inside your soul. Again, there's no problem with money. We all need it. We all, you know, need to pay the bills. But it can't just be about money. You can't take it with you, as the old saying goes. What you can take with you are the memories of all the people and how you touched people's lives. And number seven, just don't give up. It's as simple as and complicated as that. Remove quitting from your vocabulary. Don't make quitting an option. Every time you fail in doing something, remember that only your actions failed, but you are not a failure. Be objective. Examine why it didn't work and find a way to make it better. As long as your heart is beating, there is always a chance to try one more time. Joseph Campbell said, a hero is someone who has given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. Folks, I hope everybody is doing amazing. We got a lot of great guests, a lot of great content coming up. Again, if you rate and review my podcast on iTunes, I sure would appreciate it. I'm very excited. I was on the Art of War podcast last week with Rafa Conde. I'm going to give a plug to his podcast because he's an amazing guy, a fellow law enforcement officer, as well as a plug for the Conclave of Warriors that I'm going to be attending in Miami December 1st and 2nd. So I hope everybody's doing fantastic. Until next time, be safe.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.